Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
You live from the Seaport District ESPN studios in New York City. It's Alan Hahn. It's Bart Scott. We are Barton Hahn. You're in my shot.
Oh, my God.
Man, trying to start a show. I got the camera. I'm on camera one. It's on me, single. And you get your finger
look,
out
look,
of my shot.
Look, even if I touch my computer,
come
we
on,
need to
man.
Stay with the two shot, man. When are they going to give us the bigger
this
table?
Is what you open a show. No. Back to that one. There. Listen, that's the one when you open the show and I say, hi, everybody on ESPN Plus. Also listening on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Mm. And then we go to the two shot. Roll two. And then you have that.
Do you guys feel that? Do you guys feel the enthusiasm?
And now we get the two
of us. Do you guys feel the joy? Do you see the smirk and Alex? He's been out here like Spider-Man, like his spider sense, his little spider senses when Spider-Man sees danger. You know, almost as much enthusiasm as I had for the Bobo trade. Oh man, this guy, his wheels are turning,
Bobo
and his
trade.
Detective. His investigative journalism skills have been at work. This guy's been on the phone. Matter of fact, you got your two-way.
Yeah,
you got your two-way. He's chirping. He got his Nextel. He's been turning on every rock to explain what happened. Explain to the people what I'm talking about, Alan.
I will in a second, but wait a minute. That's not true, is it?
There's more?
I don't see that just yet, so I'm not going to say. Wait a minute. Is Woj? Woj has more. We have like Woj bombs all over the place today, man.
Woj bomb?
Can't wait.
News.
Give me the bad news first. Numb me. You better not say it.
Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted this moments ago.
Why?
Denver's bowl trade with Detroit has been voided.
Why?
Sources tell ESPN the Pistons did not pass him when he had his physical. So he failed his physical.
The hell's wrong with Bobo?
I'm real sorry, man.
The Wojo.
You okay? You need a minute? Yep. I'm going to let you have that minute. I'm going to let you have that minute here real quick. And, you know, if I had sad music to play, I'd play it. I don't have it. Bobo, his Detroit Pistons, great. It wasn't a long tenure, but, boy, it made you happy.
It made me happier than Darko Milicic.
It did. But the trade has been voided. Now, it doesn't mean they can't revisit the trade. So, right now, it's been voided. But there is a trade that just went down.
The Wojo.
You want to hear it?
Can't wait.
I'm so fired up for this one, man. So, Cam Reddish in Atlanta with the Atlanta Hawks, who have been struggling. And Cam Reddish has not been happy. He's not been happy there because he's playing behind two vets, Kevin Huerter and Bogdanovich, who they signed to a big contract. And so he wanted out, and the Hawks were like, all right, we'll try to help you, but we're going to need at least a mid-round, first-round pick. Mm. Enter one team that certainly could use some young wing talent.
Go, New York!
Woj reported just shortly ago, the New York Knicks are sending a protected 2022 first-round pick that comes from Charlotte. It's protected 1 through 18, and that, along with Kevin Knox, who is not really in the rotation at all.
Are you driving him to the airport?
Man, there's a lot of people. But yeah, those pieces are going to Atlanta and coming to New York are Cam Reddish, RJ Barrett's Duke teammate, also in the same draft class, Solomon Hill, a veteran, and a 2025 draft pick, a second round pick. So what you have now is the Knicks getting younger. And what you also have is Zion Williamson sitting in New Orleans going, hey, guys, can I play?
So is Zion saying,
Let the speculation begin, Bart Scott.
I'll take three more pole boys. That's what he's saying?
No.
Like, yeah. I'm going to eat.
He's like,
I ain't playing basketball here.
Cam, how'd you get out of Atlanta that easy? How did you get out of Atlanta? No, no.
Yeah, he wasn't starting.
888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number, because there's a lot to break down of this whole deal. There's a lot to break down here, so we want you to be part of Barton Hunt Nation on Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. So college football season has ended with a championship in Georgia, and Cam Reddish has left Georgia to go to New York. The fans are hyped. Return to glory, Fansville. Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So, trying to get Woj on to explain like how all this stuff goes down, but what it also tells us, Bart, is trade season is starting to percolate.
Yeah.
You know, it's starting to happen now. And it also tells me, now the Knicks last night beat the Mavericks on ESPN last night in a game where that's as good as they've looked in a long time. The Knicks really looked good last night. Mavericks did not look good. They come off a big win over the Bulls.
But no Porzingis.
No Porzingis, right. And Jason Kidd wasn't there either. A head coach was not there either, both in COVID protocols. But from the Knicks' perspective, a team that had been wallowing around 500, under 500, they hadn't been good at home, the Julius Randle stuff, they have started to get it right. And they look good last night. You can see that there's still some pieces they need. There's some pieces that they're trying to improve little areas. And one area they got to improve, continue to improve, is their wing. They've got to get better. They got to get more dynamic, and they need more scoring.
Yeah,
Cam Reddish can score. He's proven it. Anytime Atlanta has given him an opportunity to play, he has put up numbers. He's put up buckets. They just didn't have a place for him in a regular rotation because they got guys under contract. Now, coincidentally, Cam Reddish can't be a starter with the Knicks, at least not right now. Why? Because Evan Fournier plays the same position.
Yeah.
Three spot. And Evan Fournier just got $70 million. So he's got to be okay.
Is he coming to the same situation then? Because
not quite.
The frustration was
not quite,
couldn't
get
him off court.
He'll get regular minutes, though, off the bench. Tibbs plays his bench.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So he at least will get a rotation time. And if he plays well, and Tibbs will play guys who are playing well. Like, he doesn't – it's meritocracy with him a lot of the time. A lot of times. Not with all situations, but with that. So – but it's they got younger. What did they give up? But a protected first-round pick that would have been
– and Knox, somebody who's trying to get rid of
Kevin Knox not playing anyway, right? So there's that. But it just also kind of, to me, feels like this is one move, but it's not the only move. Okay. But there's more to come, perhaps. They don't have – Kemba Walker remains out. Derrick Rose still out. Point guard position is still unsettled. And now you see is what other pieces could they move now that they added this piece – to go forward. I mean, this is a fascinating trade on many levels, but especially in the idea that they got a talented young player and didn't really give up a lot to get him.
And how much of this was the fact that maybe they went to RJ and RJ wants, we know he wants to play with Zion. That was a dream of his, but we don't know what it is about Cam Reddish as well. And maybe, he was unhappy there and getting a new lease on life in a huge market. He's going to feel the energy that's in that Knicks building. And also, it's something about playing with somebody that you've known when you were vulnerable, right? When I say vulnerable, when you're a college kid and you were dreaming together. And I know they didn't have to wait long because they were, one and done or two and done, one and done. But it's something about being with somebody from your childhood that kind of unlocks the things that can be tough to deal with as a young pro.
Mm-hmm.
And, this should unlock both of them. And I wonder, does this symbol that this is becoming more of an R.J. Barrett team than a Julius Randle?
Last eight games is the best eight-game stretch of R.J. Barrett. Number three overall pick a couple years ago out of Duke is the best eight-game stretch of his career. And that's, that's not insignificant when you consider it's also right now for Julius Randle. It's been a tough time for him, and he's had to sort of take a step back, which he has, and Barrett has emerged.
Yeah.
That's important. So who knows what it says, but, just – On the Cam Reddish side of things, because a lot of people who follow the NBA, Cam Reddish as one of the three guys from Duke, mm-hmm. right? And he was a first-round pick in Atlanta. But you don't really know, because Atlanta had great success last year, but he wasn't a big part of that success. When he's played well, but he hasn't played a lot. So what is it about him and what didn't work out? I was talking to some people around the league, and as they pointed out, Bogdanovich, Herter, they were more ready to play and more experienced. But Cam, he says, is by far the most talented. That the Hawks are overloaded with wings, so someone had to go, and he requested the trade. And if the Knicks can unlock all he has, look out. The question, of course, is if. Also points out, somebody else points out, that Cam is similar to Paul George on both ends of the floor. That's a skill set. Got to get him there, though, that he can guard anyone when he wants to, locked in. Like, that's, again, young players, you got to get him.
A guy like Tibbs reminds him of somebody like Mike Krzyzewski, who he can look towards because they kind of, they're both, like, I believe, disciplinarians, teachers of the game. So if anybody can pull him and make him feel comfortable, like, I think sometimes it's a misconception that young guys don't want to be coached. I mean, if you go to Duke, you're going to get coached. If you go down, to Kentucky, if you go down to Kentucky with Cal, you get coached, right? And you may not be able to play the spot. We talk about Quickly all the time. You know, it was always a point guard, but you know, when he went to Kentucky, they made him play something else.
Had to be a scorer.
Yeah. Had to be a scorer. Do what's best for the team. So, like, these guys coming in, I think a guy like Tibbs should be able to unlock him, right? Because, you know, he's built similar to the way that in a coaching style of what he's more accustomed to.
Also points out that Cam is very young, lots of room to grow, and the main thing is, of course, the best part is no off-the-court issues. Nothing like that, like going on in Atlanta, which is why he's out of there. There's none of that stuff. It's not like bad guy, bad for the culture, all that stuff.
Always in Magic City.
And you get him together with R.J. Barrett, who's a worker, who's a pretty dead serious kind of guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe good things happen. It's a very, very interesting
Stop smiling,
here.
Man.
Am I allowed to enjoy something?
No,
team's because finally back to 500.
No, because Bobo's gone. No, you can't have good things. Why can't I have good things, Alan?
I do feel bad about the Bobo news. I will admit that is one that really does.
He goes back to the bench. What the hell is? What the possibility can be wrong with? How can you not pass a damn physical? And you've been playing for 2 years. You ain't been on IL or RR.
Sorry about that.
Anyways, Bobo, man, it would have been special.
Yeah. By the way, where do the Knicks play next? In Atlanta. I'm just having fun, man. Just having fun. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So, again, that is just the latest news. We wanted to get that out to you as Woj is reporting that. Two very significant deals. Number one, Bobo, that deal shot down. He fails his physical, I guess, with Detroit, and they send it back. And on the other side of it, the Atlanta Hawks move on from Cam Reddish, a former first-round pick, who's moved to the New York Knicks, joining with his former Duke teammate, R.J. Barrett, who's been in the best stretch of his career. We'll take your call certainly on that. Your reactions to trades and non-trades. Maybe make Bart feel better about losing Bol Bol. Good news is your Denver Nuggets Bol Bol jersey is now once again on time. It's no longer now a, you know,
and I almost burnt it, too.
No, you wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that. It was a gift.
Nah, you wouldn't do that. Meanwhile, of course, as we get you ready for Wild Card Weekend, just a couple of days away now, the weather is going to be, I mean, freezing is an understatement. In
zero.
Buffalo. Yes. So you have that going on. And we've talked about you and, you know, your experience in playing in cold weather games. What a moment you had on Get Up This Morning that has gone viral, which, of course, you've said that before on our show. But when it comes to weather, they've already, the Bills and the Patriots, have already played a game in like a monsoon. Well, it wasn't raining. It was just
it was the wind
it was ice.
And snow. It was wind
it
and
was
snow.
Wind and snow, right? It was insane. Yeah. So it was more like a blizzard.
Yeah, it was like 50-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah. So when you think about it, they've already had those elements once before in their games. Mm-hmm. That's already been a part of it. And it was advantage who?
Patriots.
Right.
Running close.
Do the Bills, do they learn from that game? Because there won't be as much wind, but it's the bitter cold. Does that challenge your toughness? Like, is this a game? Like, will this be a game when you watch? You say the winner of this game will not only will have to prove they're a lot tougher than the other team.
It's mental tough. It's mental.
Mental
toughness.
More than yeah. It's mental more than the endurance factor of getting through it.
It's mental toughness, right? Because you have to be able to ignore the pain, ignore the fact that your skin. You know, anybody has ever gotten cold, your skin gets like prickly. It feels like you're being poked by needles. You just got to accept it. And falling on the ground, you can't say, oh, I don't want to. You can't hesitate. And what happens is you have receivers that hands are cold, so they become body catchers. And what happens is the shoulder pads get really, really cold and really stiff because they're plastic. So you put plastic out there in zero-degree weather, they freeze. Yeah. So what happens is somebody throw a ball, and especially a guy like Josh Allen throw a ball that's hard and fast, it bounces off straight in the air. The deflection from that can cause interceptions as well. So you have to be careful with that as well. You know, we talked about Josh Allen. I think maybe he should consider wearing a leather glove, and that's something I couldn't get in when I was on Get Up. You say, well, why a leather glove? Because they have these other gloves that's really sticky, but when they get cold, they become slick.
So, yeah.
So leather gloves with the leather base would probably give him more grip. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's ever watched Ben Roethlisberger play in cold weather games, now he kind of adopted it. It gives him just a little bit more grip. Because what happens is the football becomes so slick, you know, when it gets cold because all the oil comes up, but also the ball is kind of frozen too. It's like leather. It hardens up as well and becomes like an icicle, right? So, like, ball security is going to be key to this game. And I think it's some things that if you never played in that type of weather game, you have to be aware of. You know, he said he wasn't going to wear sleeves. I think he should wear sleeves. I think he should wear cotton sleeves, though. You don't want to wear the Under Armour sleeves because that's slick too. So you got a slick ball on a slick arm, more fumbles. You know, if you're a running back, you may consider, you know, the elbow pads. You know, you see them wear the little white like cloth, so yeah, if they fall, you don't get strawberries.
Yeah,
they have to consider maybe going back to the rubber gloves, the rubber elbow pads, because then now that helps you hold on to the ball because that gives you a rubber like surface against the football,
the friction.
Right, so you wear it on your elbow and a little bit down on your forearm, so that football isn't against your skin, because we've all got ashy before, and most of the guys going to come up there, they're going to try and put oil on their arms so they won't be cold. It's called warm skin. So you want to put something in between that so the ball is not touching what you put on to get warm, and once you start sweating, if you sweat, it'll start making it slick. So ball security is going to be a
running
all over
is this still going to be a running game due to the weather? Because when it's cold.
No, because
it's not going to be that windy. You can still throw it.
Yeah. See, but Mac
is
Jones.
It's harder to catch, though, because as you mentioned, the ball can be.
It's going to be like a brick, and your fingers are going to be. So, like, that's what I said. That's why receivers are going to be trying to catch with their body. The hand catchers are going to have the better thing. So you're going to see balls drop because it's going to beat off their pads so hard because their pads are going to be harder than what they really know. So that's why ball security and job security is going to be key. And I say that when you think about that, the Patriots are going to be the team that want to run the ball the more often.
Of course.
So it's going to be more opportunities to get more hats on the ball. When you're a receiver, you're out there, you usually get tackled by one person. When you're running the ball, you may get hit by two or three people at the same time.
And then the ground.
And that's what – in the ground.
And you said,
and
as the ground you mentioned, is, oh. You mentioned that the ground – hurts more.
It's frozen.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, this is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Let's hear from Bill Belichick, who's obviously been through everything. He's seen all kinds of weather. He's seen all kinds of situations. He's been through a lot of things throughout his long career. So for him, how much concern is it in the weather factor of this game?
We've practiced, in just about everything we could, you know, any type of conditions we could have. So, and played in, you know, quite a few as well. So there's no way to turn the temperature down or up or anything else. It is what it is out there, and I have a lot of confidence in our players. And I'm more worried about the Bills than the weather. I think that the Bills are what we have to focus on, and that's who we have to beat. The weather is the weather.
So the weather is the weather. The weather, you know, is the weather.
As he has a Danger Zone, a.k.a. Top Gun inspired hoodie on.
Yeah, explain the hoodie.
Yeah, he has a Top Gun, but it has Danger Zone instead of where Top Gun would be. And he said he got it from one of his former special team players.
Right.
That's kind of what they just called their unit.
Their nickname, right.
I mean, for me, that's really what it's going to be about, too. You talk about ball security from punters trying to catch a ball that's coming back as they've been sitting on the sideline all this time, hands cold or cold, ball cold. You know, they throw it back there. You talk about muff kicks, shank kicks. And also, like, people don't realize the football doesn't travel as far when you kick the ball off, too. So you can, like, teams, and that's why I love this time of year, because this is when you see who really pays attention to kickoff returns, because the ball won't travel as far. So balls are going to be landing at the 1-2 yard line because of the cold air. It won't carry as far, right? So now you're going to have real kickoff returns. People get so lazy and been disciplined because every kicker can kick it through the end zone because they moved it up 5 yards. Well, now the equalizer is not every kicker has strong legs like the other one. So if they kick it flat, it's going to land short, and it's going to give the kick returners more opportunities to return the ball.
That's going to be a lot of things to watch this weekend, a lot of different situations. I'm going to break down all of it for you coming up. Again, the number, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get to your calls coming up. Also, a very interesting comment by Chris Ballard.
Ooh.
Yeah, about the quarterback situation in Indianapolis. Wait till you hear what he had to say. It's like one of those tell us without telling us about next season. Already, if you're a Colts fan, you do not want to miss this. That's coming up. A lot coming up with you. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN,
888-727-3776.
By the way, Bill Belichick with Straight Talk, by the way, Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. All right, so now, by the way, is the time to reset the clock. So if you don't have life insurance, listen up. Just a couple of minutes out of your day can make a big difference for you and the ones you love. You don't want just any company for your life insurance. You need a pro, you need SelectQuote. For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. Check this out. SelectQuote found a 40-year-old guy with high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's right, $19 a month. Seriously, that's nothing to be able to protect your family. Plus, quotes at SelectQuote are free and take only minutes. So do me a favor. Take a couple minutes and get your free quote. Call 800-960-3030. 800-960-3030. 800-960-3030. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. Full details on sample policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today. What are we fumbling with there?
I got shortage in my little thing, so it's like really low.
Wait.
What? Phrasing?
No, I got like in my wire.
I'm gonna need that clipped off as a drop, please.
It's bad enough
that you're trending on Twitter right now for all the wrong and right reasons.
Hey, but I'm telling the truth. Bart Scott never tells no lies.
You and Harvard both have that discovery, and now the world knows about it.
Yeah, letting him in.
What are we talking about? If you miss Get Up, we'll discuss a little bit later on the show. You don't want to miss it. We will discuss it with you. But we do want to discuss with you on 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Hawks and the Knicks engaged in a trade where Cam Reddish, former first-round pick, you remember that big three from Duke? It was R.J. Barrett, Cam Reddish, and, of course, Zion Williamson. Well, now the Knicks have 2/3 of that, and maybe Zion is watching from New Orleans thinking, hey, guys, when we getting the band back together?
Beat me, Seymour.
We shall see. But before we get to your calls on the trade, I do – and, oh, by the way, Bol Bol, that trade to Detroit, Woj is reporting, has been canceled because he failed his physical.
Sorry. Who took the physical? Like, I know, like, I'm laughing and stuff like that, but, like, I'm for real hurt. I'm trying to laugh it off, but I'm for real hurt.
Look what ESPN Plus is doing to you right now.
I promise you, man, I'm for real hurt, man. Like, I'm lightweight.
No,
crushed.
I know this is hurting you. No,
I'm lightweight crushed.
We were supposed to get him on the show too, and everything. We're excited about it.
I still love you.
Meanwhile, Bobo. I want you to give me a BS meter,
yeah,
or translator on this quote from GM Chris Ballard of Indianapolis. Our good friend Mike Wells. You hear him on ESPN Radio. He also covers the Colts for ESPN, NFL Nation. He has him quoted as saying this about Carson Wentz. At the time, we felt it was the right decision. I'm not going to make a comment on who is going to be here next year and who is not. What is he saying?
He's saying at this time, I confess, Frank Wright did it because he said he wanted him and he can change him and all that type of stuff. and he was wrong. And I bought, I sipped the Kool-Aid, and now we got to find something else because we do not want to go in with this guy as our star. We have to bring in a competition. We got to have somebody. I forgot who the backup is they have behind them.
The young guy.
From Washington.
Yes. Yeah. Name slips my mind for some reason. I got a million NBA names in my head right now.
So it's tough.
Yes, he's the young guy.
He's basically admitting that it was a mistake, that they took their shot, and it didn't work out. They thought that, you know, if he came with Frank Wright, a system that he was comfortable with, he would play at a higher level. He came up small when they needed him to be big. And for that, they don't know if it gets better going forward.
It's just amazing that you would – once – here's the thing with a quote like that. Is it opens the door.
Yep, it's wide open.
Usually you don't want that kind of – like you don't want speculation. You don't want any question marks or anything like – Sam Ehlinger, by the way.
Yep.
That's who it is, Sam Ehlinger. You don't want that stuff out there to create now this curiosity of, wait a minute, you know, that's not a full endorsement of the QB1 that they gave a first-round pick for. I mean, after 1 year, that's it. Boy, if you're in Philadelphia right now, you're in the playoffs, fly, Eagles, fly.
You know how you feel like having to go pay – for something that you gave away, like, you know, Ballard.
That's called buyer's remorse,
yeah,
Bart.
Yeah, but Ballard's got to go there, and he's like, all right, I don't know if it's like a formal sin, like it's like a formal document you got to sign to send over your number one first overall, your first round pick, like to send it to Philadelphia, like how that feels, and knowing the fact that they didn't even make it to the postseason.
Nope.
So it's a good first round draft pick. It ain't even like, it's like top 15 pick.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Very interesting stuff out of Indianapolis. But interesting stuff again between the Hawks and the Knicks, who were a bit of rivals last year in the playoffs. We'll play each other Saturday. And a young player going to New York, Cam Reddish, in the deal. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Colin, what do you think of the deal?
Bartholomew Hollywood Hahn, I think the deal is good. I like the deal. I love what R.J. Barrett's doing the last couple of games. The Knicks are finally back up to 500. But my question for you, Alan, is Cam Reddish had, it seems like, I don't know if this is factual, but it has an issue because he had a lack of playing time and he wanted to, you know, get more minutes and have more opportunities. But the Knicks are an extremely deep team. Who loses minutes on this Knicks team, and how is he able to get a consistent, you know, 20 to 30 minutes a night? I mean, Evan Fournier, we don't play the Celtics anymore, so he's not worth it.
Well, he's your starter, and what you don't really have, because right now Alec Burks is starting because you don't have Kemba Walker, who's injured, and you don't have Derrick Rose either. So Alec Burks has been starting, so you take him off the bench, and he's sort of been your wing guy in that rotation off the bench. So there opens up a spot for him to play right there. And then if you do get healthy, it remains to be seen. I don't think this is the only deal they make. I think it's a very intriguing one, though, right now, Colm. Let's go to Jeff on the Miami Dolphins. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, not too much. I got a different topic, though. I was just trying to find out. I wanted to get some feedback from people like yourself on why teams like the Miami Dolphins, per se, continue to make horrible decisions year after year after year. I've kind of gotten to the point to where I just don't even really want to follow them anymore. I grew up being a Bengals-Dolphins fan. And just over the years, it just seems like dumb decisions year after year. And another one again to see that, you know, they let Flores go. Very disappointed. And I didn't know if you guys had any feedback on that as far as.
Well, all right. So your frustration is the fact that they sided with Chris Greer, the GM, the owner,
that's
did.
That's what it is.
And moved on from Brian Flores, who you felt like you have a good coach, right? That's what you're saying as a fan. You like the coach. You're not happy that they got rid of him.
Well, I look back at the old saying that, you know, Bill Parcells said, you know, I can't quote it exactly, but, you know, he's like, if you want me to cook the dinner, let me shop for some of the groceries. Yes. And it's like, I'm hearing that Flores wanted Herbert. I mean, I think that Tua guy sounds like an excellent guy, a great character person. But as far as what the coach thought they needed as a quarterback, they just didn't let him do that, then now they're going to fire him for...
Right, well, that's what it was. That's what it was, Jeff, and thanks for the call. I get the gist of what you're asking. It was a disconnect between the front office and the head coach.
You can't have that.
And the front office won.
You can't have that, right? And, you know, the success that Brian Flores has, who's to say that Greer wasn't responsible for that, too, because of the players that he brought in?
Mm.
You know what I mean? They brought in Devontae Parker. They went out and had a good draft. They went out and got Phillips on the outside. You know, they're not without talent. you know, and I have to improve the offensive line.
We saw that with seven straight wins.
Yeah, and they lost. You know, the offensive line got injured, and let's see who they bring in there first. I always say like when you lose somebody, now it's the responsibility of the general manager to make sure that he gets it right. Because they don't bring in the right guy. What they bring in, Doug Peterson, a guy that has Super Bowl pedigree, a guy that's won, a guy that can, you know, get this offense going in the right direction, a guy that, you know, can really develop Tua, right? Because everybody wants to go hindsight 2020. When you look at Herbert when he was coming out, it wasn't unanimous that he was going to be a great pro. He had an okay college career in Oregon.
He wasn't even supposed to start.
Right.
Remember, he only started because Tyrod Taylor took a needle into his lung,
punctured his lung. But so what I'm saying is,
right, didn't Anthony Lynn say he's not ready?
Yes.
Right. He wasn't going to start him because he said he wasn't ready.
And you look at Tua. Tua was way more decorated Heisman Trophy winner. Talk about what he did. You know, coming out, you know, off the bench with Devontae Smith as a freshman. We had heard about him for a while.
Yes.
And you know, he just was injured. You know, coming off the injury, it was like, can he get healthy? Can he stay healthy? It was never a question on his talent. Now listen, I can't fault somebody for that. That's like somebody saying, okay, well, you picked Peyton Manning, he picked Ryan Leaf. Like the resumes were a lot closer than what now we can look at it now. But when you looked at it then, it wasn't an easy decision.
That is the thing about the hindsight part of it. But I can understand why, if you're a Dolphins fan, you're frustrated with that move because it just showed you a disconnect between the front office and the head coach. And now you're on the looking for another coach, hoping that any promise you saw this year is not now fleeting. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So we'll continue with your calls on these conversations. Of course, like I said, we have our topics, but it doesn't mean if you have something that you want to talk about that you can't jump into the show and ask us what we think or give us your hot take. And coming up, could what we saw last night from the Nets become something of a regular thing? The most important part of it, of course, is the three elements that all have to be together at the same time. We'll discuss that. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
I got shortage in my little thing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Hahn.
Back, Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. So, Bart, as we begin the playoffs, wild card weekend, in the playoffs right now, you have many brand names. You have many experienced guys. You have the Ben Roethlisbergers of the world, of course, the Bradys and the Rodgers. But we've got five quarterbacks who've never been here before. Mm. And so, what is that?
Fresh meat on the line. And I like it.
Is that what it is? The defensive players?
Yeah, man.
When you start seeing that.
Let's see if he choke.
Which player? All right, let's do it this way. We'll do which player is going to thrive and which player is going to choke. Ooh. All right, so let's begin. Let's go positive first.
Okay.
Out of the five, I got Joe Burrow. We got Derek Carr. This is his first playoff appearance. Remember, he's been on a playoff team, but he didn't get to play in the playoffs. He was hurt. Mac Jones, Jalen Hurts, and Kyler Murray. So out of those five, which one do you feel like is most set up to thrive in his first playoff appearance?
I probably would go with Kyler Murray because, you know, he's a third-year guy, but also he's playing a familiar opponent that he plays twice a year.
That's right.
So he's familiar with the personnel, what they do schematically, like what some of their tails are. So he's very comfortable with the personnel that he's going to be going against, and it's all about him being able to execute. Where you think about, you know, guys like Burrow, he's going against a team that he's played this year, but he doesn't know them intimately. If this was like, this would be equivalent to him playing the Ravens, he would know, okay, they like to do this. I like to do this for them. I know I can beat this guy. He doesn't have all those answers to the test like Kyler Murray has.
Okay. All right. So, and like Mac Jones.
Mac and Cheese is going to be tough because.
But they don't really put a lot of pressure on him to perform. He just has to be stable.
The last game, they asked him to put. They put pressure on him to perform, and he turned the ball over multiple times.
That's true.
Which led to them getting the L. Mm-hmm. So let's see if he can, you know, he's still going to have to make some plays. They're going to try and run.
Weather,
that's what I'm saying. They're going to try to run the ball. We talk about Josh Allen not really performing and having great numbers right, in this type of weather. What about Mac Jones? He's throwing one of these balls, and he doesn't not used to playing with, you know, frozen footballs, and, you know, the ball gets away from him. He has a turnover early. Is he going to be gun-shy where he's just going to check it down and not be able to take the big plays? Where we know Josh Allen, with the big arm, he still can cut through cold weather and still get the ball down the field and stretch the field. Mac Jones has a limited arm when it's warm. Mm-hmm. So what is his arm going to be like when it's cold weather?
Now, on the other side, who's going to choke? Who has the most probability? Well, who has the biggest choke probability out of these five? Someone that it's just going to be too big for them, and they could look really bad, especially considering, let's say, you could say the opponent, too, will be great at exploiting them, like you said. Sniff, sniff, sniff. Oh, fresh blood.
I would say maybe Jalen Hurts.
Really?
Because his ankle's injured. So he's not a guy that beats you with his arm. He's a guy that beats you with his legs and being the extra guy.
And that's a team does too.
And if he's compromised, and now you got Pierre Paul coming back, you got Shaq Barrett coming back out being activated. Maybe Levante David is going to be activated for this game. So now they're going to be able to hit you, and you not being able to be as elusive as you used to be. So now it's going to come down to you throwing the ball, which is not his forte, which can mean for some interceptions and some bad play, and also trying to keep pace if Tom Brady is on his game and able to score points. Now it takes you out of the element of things that you can do well.
Joe Burrow, Derek Carr, Mac Jones, Jalen Hurts, and Kyler Murray all making their first appearance in the postseason. Which quarterback will thrive? Which will struggle? Let us know at Barton Hahn on Twitter. We are back in 10 seconds. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Let's do Getting It Done, brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger's always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Man, you talk about getting it done. The Chicago Bulls were on a roll. I mean, they were just dominating. Playing great basketball, and then they lose to the Mavericks. They end their winning streak, and then they hosted last night on ESPN, the second game of the doubleheader. They hosted the Brooklyn Nets, who they had jumped over in the East to take over the top spot. Well, Brooklyn went to Chicago, and they sent a message. Now, remember, all three of their big three was available. Kyrie Irving could play in this game because, as we mentioned, it is not in Brooklyn. It's not in New York, so he can play. KD played 30 minutes. He had 27 points. Kyrie Irving played 25 minutes. Now, he only had 9 points. Didn't really shoot the ball all that great, but he played. And James Harden went for 25 points, 16 assists in 33 minutes. It was a 138-112, as they say, shellacking. When these three guys play, they're 13-3.
Yeah. The
problem is,
13-3.
They're 13-3. That means they've only played together for 16 games.
In 2 years.
How much do we think that in these games that they do play together, even though it's going to be mixed up because a lot of times Kyrie in the home games won't be available, but the more they play together, which we haven't seen a lot, the more this is going to develop into something that clearly looks unstoppable, which is exactly what James Harden said.
I mean, absolutely. We talk about three of the greatest scorers of all times and guys that are willing to sacrifice and, you know, do what's best for the team. I thought, you know, last year, Kyrie going to James Harden and saying, hey, you're the point guard, essentially saying you're the captain now. Like, you facilitate, I'll play off the ball, you know, means a lot. Talk about humility and selflessness. I thought that was a key example of that right there. The problem is they can't stay on the court at the same time. Last year, Durant was coming off from not playing for a long time. I think he's more comfortable. He's more, he's a better player this year than he was last year because he's more comfortable. He's more healthy.
And really, the other issue is last year was injuries kept them from being on the court together. This year, it's the protocol or the rules in New York that won't let Kyrie. Right, but there's been some suggestions that the Nets, if they wanted to, they could have Kyrie play in home games and just pay a fine. And be willing to do that. Listen to what Woj was talking about on that topic.
There, you know, is a scenario where the Nets could decide that they're willing to pay a fine every game to have Kyrie Irving play. Now, they're not willing to do that now. They have an owner in Joe Tsai who's been very, who's been very emphatic in the need for people to get vaccinated. And I don't think the Nets right now are going to go against that and publicly pay fines for a player who's unvaccinated to play. But certainly with the league, CDC relaxations of COVID rules, the world could look different for the Nets by the end of the season. Remember, they changed their stance once on Kyrie Irving. We don't want him as a part-time player. They decided we do want him as a part-time player. That could potentially change again before the postseason.
Very interesting. What do we feel? How do we feel about that? Look,
I'm pulling out my baracolator.
When you have the money, you can get away with a lot of things that you're willing to pay for. And yes, that's one of them. When you are a multi-billionaire like Josiah is, and you are seeing the opportunity to win a championship or get a team on track, and it's like, pay this fine and you go forward, do you go with the, you know, I mean, this is a, it, could it be a bit of a moral dilemma?
It's not a Josiah issue.
Of course it is. He'd have to pay the fine.
It's a Kyrie issue.
Why is that?
Because if Kyrie wants to look like the hero, one, he believes in his conviction. Two, he loves his teammates. He'll pay the $68,000 that'd be for the postseason. What's $68,000 to Kyrie Irving? He's willing to forfeit, what, half of his salary?
Still a lot of money if you consider the amount of games it could be.
Listen, I guarantee you, if you talk to them, hey, I bet you Kevin Durant and Harden were like, look, man, bro, we're just going to pay it. $5,000, $2,500 a person. They spend that at the Holy Moly after the games. Like, come on, bro. Like, so, like, if Kyrie wants...
What does that look like, though? Like, I'm wondering...
It's $5,000 a game.
In today's world. Look, that's different. It's money. You guys are millionaires.
He's losing it anyway.
But what I'm saying is what does it look like, though? Would it have any impact on how people view this team if he's doing something that other people couldn't afford to do?
No, because he's sacrificing.
Although, really, this is a rule that only...
It's only one market has to do that.
But it's a rule that only affects, I guess, entertainers. Like, regular people aren't affected by this rule.
Right, exactly. So that's what...
No.
Well, people lose their jobs.
There are people that wouldn't be able to work because they aren't vaccinated. So that's true. He can get away with it because he can afford to pay a fine.
But a lot.
I don't know how to feel about it. I wonder how people would feel about this.
A lot of industries are saying, "Hey, you don't get paid your paycheck if you get sick with COVID." But they're not saying that you have to. So in essence, if you get sick, you're giving money back. So, I mean, to me, I wonder how do people think.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I mean, I think Kyrie can come out looking like a rose if he says, you know what, I'll pay the fine. Take it out of my salary.
Interesting. 888-SAY-ESPN.
It's only 68 grand.
888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call online. Let's go to Mel. What's up, Mel?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
How we doing?
I was thinking about this Knicks trade, right, for Cam Reddish, right? I think that's a good thing. And I keep telling Knicks fans, I'm like, listen, Zion always wanted to be in New York. I really believe that. He's probably gonna have like a career like Embiid with like the first few years he's getting his body together. And once that rookie contract is up, don't be surprised the band is back together with the Knicks.
It's not entirely crazy, but how funny would it be that a franchise that it's all Kentucky players suddenly becomes all Duke players?
Blue is blue.
Like, look.
Blue bloods.
Look, you can't overlook it that Zion, you know, it's not going well for him in New Orleans. But, boy, it'd be to make a deal like that happen would shake the league.
He was so giddy.
Coming up, Damian Woody joins us, and he's got a lot of explaining to do.
Yes, he does.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.